Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. In the past, I have conducted some tours at the Salt Lake Cemetery. And we've found that people really kind of enjoy that morbid outing, you might say, visiting the graves of very famous Mormon individuals, including many of the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as well as some other perhaps not so well-known members of the LDS Church. I'm going to be conducting another one of those tours on October 26, 2019, and we want to make it available to our listeners because we find that people do have an interest in a lot of the history behind some of the individual grave sites that we are going to visit. So if you are available on the morning of October 26, 2019, you are more than welcome to let me know that you are interested in coming along on this tour. We'd like to keep it down to about 10 to 15 people. Once you get more than that, it becomes almost, well, hate to use the term, but kind of like a funeral procession, and it gets a little bit unwieldy. So if you're interested in that, it's October 26, 2019. All you need to do is send me an email at contact@mrm.org. That's contact@mrm.org, and put in the subject line cemetery tour and let me know that you might be interested in attending that.
Bill, you've been interested in cemeteries for a long time. Tell us how you first got interested in cemeteries and the morbid factor that's playing here.
Well, I think it's because we're all going to end up in one of them eventually. I find it fascinating to not only see a person's headstone, but to want to know a little bit about the individual who's buried there. And there, you'd be surprised at how much incredible, fascinating history that can be found on an individual whose headstone you happen to read. And nowadays, it's been made so much easier with the internet. There's a couple of sites that I find to be very useful. One, of course, is Find a Grave, which has a huge database of not only Mormons, of course, but all sorts of people. And I've done some research on some of my own family members to find out where they're buried and such. Family members that I've never met, never knew. But there's also Billion Graves. But these are two databases that I often use. But I find that a lot of people who are related to these individuals have information that perhaps a lot of history books does not include. And sometimes they will say things about an individual, perhaps because they are related to them, that I think adds to the story. And what we will be doing on this particular tour is, of course, we will be looking at the Smith Plot, is what I call it. And in this area of the Salt Lake Cemetery, which is one of the largest city cemeteries in the country, and a lot of the people who are related to Joseph Smith, or Hiram Smith, his brother, are buried in this one section. And there's quite a history of many of the people that are there. You have Joseph F. Smith, who was the sixth president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He's buried there. Next to him are his wives. And we have Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president of the church. He's also buried next to three wives during his mortality. Now, he was not married polygamously, but he was sealed to these wives for both time and eternity. And what that means in the context of Mormonism is that Joseph Fielding Smith, if you would have asked him while he was alive, if he had every hope of being with those three women in the next life, he would have said absolutely, because that's what being sealed for eternity is all about. Mormons do believe that marriage goes on into the next life. And if you are sealed to an individual woman who has not been sealed to another man, Mormonism teaches that you will be with that woman throughout eternity. So if you're sealed to more than one woman during this mortality, you are going to be a polygamist in the next life. Now, Mormons don't often talk about this, but that is still a doctrine in the Mormon church. So when you hear Latter-day Saints say, well, we don't have anything to do with polygamy, well, that's only half right. They certainly don't believe in practicing polygamy during this mortality. And if you are caught being married to more than one woman in this mortality, you will be excommunicated from the church. But the rules are still there that if you are sealed to more than one wife for eternity, you can expect as a Latter-day Saint to be with those wives in the next life. If, in fact, Mormonism is true. And that is the big question that we've been trying to answer on this show and throughout the past 40 years of what we do at MRM.
Bill, you have visited a lot of different grave sites all over. In the Salt Lake Cemetery, you can find 13 of the 16 presidents. Now, you have seen Joseph Smith's grave in Nauvoo. You've seen Brigham Young's, which is down on First Avenue in Salt Lake City, which is not in the cemetery itself. And you have also seen Ezra Taft Benson in Preston, Idaho.
Yeah, he's buried in a real tiny little cemetery. It's kind of surprising for a person of his stature to be buried in such an unlikely locale. But yes, I have been there as well.
About how many presidents are they going to get a chance to see?
That's a great question. We're going to see quite a few of them. I try to make a point to at least see the presidents of the church and some of the major apostles that were in the church. So we were going to see, of course, the grave of Bruce R. McConkie, who I think was very influential in the LDS church with his book Mormon Doctrine and other books that he wrote regarding Mormon doctrine. But he was kind of a controversial guy. A lot of people did not like Bruce McConkie while he was alive, and it seems like many more didn't like him after he died, I guess because it was a lot easier to criticize him now that he can't rebut your comments. But he did say a lot of things that I think caused a lot of perhaps even embarrassment for some of the leadership in the church, not because he was really wrong in his theology, but as I've said often, it's probably more because he was so blunt in saying what he believed. And as I've said also, I appreciated that when he was alive.
Now, if somebody wants to get a preview of what they're going to see, they can go to our website on MRM.org. You can actually go to MormonGraves.com. MormonGraves.com has all of the presidents, a number of apostles, a lot of the people that you've seen. Most of those are going to be your pictures along with the markers. And so if you're interested to see some of those, you can actually see them online. But there's nothing more fun, and I've taken your tour several times, to go with you and to have you tell some of the stories. Tell us about one apostle or president that is one of your favorites to take people to, and why is it that person?
I think one of the favorites, at least one that I think a lot of people find quite fascinating, is, of course, Orson Pratt. Orson Pratt was an apostle during the time of Brigham Young. He was a practicing polygamist. And on many of these headstones, if the individual was a person who practiced plural marriage, many times they will list their wives on their headstone or on their marker. Orson Pratt has a number of wives listed on his headstone, but not all of them. Not all of them are there. In fact, his first wife, her name is not there. Now, she's in the area, and I talk about that, so I'll leave that as a teaser, but I like to tell the story about Sarah Pratt. But I find Orson Pratt's headstone is quite fascinating. He's buried next to Brigham Young Jr., the son of Brigham Young, the second president of the church, and near Brigham Young Jr.'s grave is Emily Partridge. Emily Partridge was the sister of Eliza Partridge, and these were the two sisters that Joseph Smith married. So there are a number of plural wives of Joseph Smith in the Salt Lake Cemetery, even though you're going to find they often do not have the Smith name on their headstone. They usually take the name of the husband that they were given to, and I use that phrase quite purposely, the husband that they were given to after Joseph Smith was killed. And so Emily Partridge, she was given to Brigham Young to be a plural wife of Brigham Young. So that's the last name that you find for Emily Partridge Young. Her sister is buried in a little tiny town called Oak City, out in the middle of the desert near Delta, Utah. She, I think, probably had a much harder life than her sister Emily because, of course, being in Salt Lake City, married to the second president of the church, comes with its own set of perks. And Eliza was given to Amasa Lyman, who eventually was excommunicated from the church. He's buried in Fillmore, Utah, next to another one of his plural wives. But she ended up leaving Amasa Lyman after he was excommunicated.
We don't have a lot of time, Bill, but there is one grave in Hiram Smith's area that maybe you could tell us a little bit about.
Yeah, the Christopher Nemelka headstone. I often like to point that out. It's difficult not to notice it because it's the only headstone in the area that has color on it. And a website, I might add. It's one of the first headstones I've ever seen that had a website on it. But Christopher Nemelka is an interesting character. He's still alive, but yet he has a headstone in the Smith plot. I tell the story about Christopher Nemelka, who claimed he was visited by Joseph Smith and was told that he was the reincarnated Hiram Smith. Now, you might ask, do Mormons believe in reincarnation? No, they don't. And Christopher Nemelka has his own set of strange doctrines. But you and I were there for the dedication of that headstone when the attorney for Christopher Nemelka was there. But there were a number of his followers there for the dedication of that headstone. Also fascinating about that is not long after it was dedicated, it was desecrated. Somebody knocked it over. And it was broken, I guess, and it had to be repaired. So when I went in to talk to the sexton, who is the guy who oversees the Salt Lake Cemetery, his name is Mark Smith, I asked him what happened to Christopher Nemelka's headstone, and all he would say was, well, it's being repaired. I says, I know, but what happened to it? And he would just smile and say, it's being repaired. So he wouldn't tell me what actually happened to it. I have a feeling somebody just pushed it over, which some of those headstones, you can do that, and we certainly don't encourage that at all. But yeah, that's an interesting headstone in that area also.
So this might have intrigued some of the people who are listening right now, and they may live in the Salt Lake City area or the Valley. How can they go on your tour, Bill?
Well, if they want to go, again, all they need to do is to contact me through this address, contact@mrm.org. contact@mrm.org. I will get that, but do me a favor and help me out. Put in the subject line, if you're interested, cemetery tour, and of course, give me your name. I'll already have your email address based on the fact that I received it, but I need a way of contacting you to give you the details as to where we're going to meet on October 26th. And it's just going to be about a two-hour tour, maybe a little bit longer. Hopefully, I want to keep it within 2 hours. So we might be moving a little bit rapidly. We're not going to see all of the what I think are important graves, but some of the more pertinent ones we definitely do want to see. But that's going to be October 26, 2019. It's going to be in the morning for just a couple of hours. And if you're interested, let me know by writing contact@mrm.org.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Did you know that this year marks the 40th anniversary of Mormonism Research Ministry? All of us at MRM want to thank those of you who have faithfully supported our efforts to educate the body of Christ about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity, as well as sharing God's grace with the Mormon people. If you would like to give a special anniversary gift to further our efforts here at MRM, simply click the donate button on our homepage at mrm.org. Your support, as always, is greatly appreciated.